Last Friday, executives from the EPCOR USA Water Company took over the management of the Johnson Utilities water and wastewater operations. EPCOR USA will be the interim manager. This is the outcome of a long legal battle. It's also the first time Arizona utility regulators ordered such a takeover. Ryan Randazzo was at the Johnson headquarters on Friday and joins us in studio. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk, first of all, about what led up to this. I guess I'm wondering, Johnson had been so defiant. Were you ultimately surprised that they decided to allow for this temporary takeover?
Well, it was uncertain to me how this was going to play out. The company has been run by an interim manager that Johnson himself hired a year ago. And, of course, a Pinal County judge said anyone interfering with this takeover is subject to arrest. And I thought there was a fair chance, at least, if it was going to mean that manager going to jail, that maybe that would happen and maybe they'd continue to fight. But that is not how that played out.
How big a concern was there about the initial transition, though, even if we don't get into that sort of personal vitriol, the fact that there are just practical things that need to be put into place?
Well, this is new territory for the Corporation Commission, for the state regulators, and it's new territory for EPCOR. Even though they run several water systems in the U.S. and Canada, they've never been in the position of taking over a company that did not want to be taken over and had fought it in multiple jurisdictions.
Remind us how briefly, how difficult this has been and how many complaints there have been against Johnson, and then sort of as an addendum for that, what does that mean in terms of the priorities for EPCOR as they take over?
Well, for years, Johnson's customers have been complaining over myriad issues, and we could probably spend all day talking about that. But briefly, the company has marginal water quality. They've had the taps run dry on people. They've shut down standpipes that people use to fill cisterns at their house. They've got hydrogen sulfide gases that have led to multiple complaints with the Department of Environmental Quality. So this noxious gas coming out of their treatment plants into the neighborhoods, that's also an explosion hazard, very dangerous for the workers there. Earlier this year, customers by the hundreds lined up at the Corporation Commission to share these concerns. The five regulators are in charge of overseeing water, gas, and electric utilities in the state. They really seemed to reach a breaking point and eventually ordered an interim manager, EPCOR, to step in and run the company and address these concerns. They also had all kinds of billing concerns as well. Johnson did not want to be taken over. They fought that in multiple courts, and finally a judge said, this has got to happen. Any Johnson employee that is not allowing an EPCOR employee access is subject to arrest.
And so EPCOR's first steps.
Right. We're Friday, and three EPCOR employees went to the Johnson headquarters. That building was unlocked. They walked in the building and proceeded to assess the utility and see what they need to do to correct these issues.
When you're talking about a dramatic list like this, I mean, this is going to be daunting even if we'd seen this sort of thing before. So as EPCOR goes in, is there a timeline? Is there a time frame we can hope for some real progress there?
Well, I would say it's unrealistic to think they're going to fix the problems overnight. But what EPCOR has promised is that they're going to be responsive to customers and that they have a very short timeline when there's a complaint about a sewer overflowing, for example, which is a common occurrence out there, that they need to respond immediately. So that's the quick promise from EPCOR, is that they're going to jump on these issues as quick as possible. But they can't rebuild the entire water and sewer system overnight. That's going to take some time.
So short-term future for Johnson then at this point? And what sort of thing does this do to the company's reputation, which I imagine wasn't so great to begin with?
Yeah, I don't think it's a stretch to say that Johnson Utilities has a very poor reputation out in the East Valley, Florence, Queen Creek, Santan Valley area. The town managers out there are sort of fed up with the company. They've got multiple complaints. George Johnson himself allegedly threatened a town manager in Florence. That's led to a police report. So in the immediate future, we've got a lot of venues where Johnson Utility is keeping the judicial system busy. We've got that criminal complaint. We've got a rate review at the Corporation Commission to see if they're charging enough money to run the system or charging too much money. So
now, Ryan, finally, did it have to take this sort of level of problems and whatnot for the Corporation Commission to actually act? Because when you have five commissioners who often talk about, let's let the market decide, they obviously couldn't let the market decide when you have this many complaints. Did it have to be this dramatic for them to finally step in?
It did, and I think that was the surprise from the customers. You know, they're thinking, hey, we have a regulatory agency. Why aren't they stepping in and helping? But really, it's just new territory. They've never seen a company so defiant. Usually, a utility is very they treat the regulators with such respect, and if they ask them a question, they answer it. And if they say, we want a report on this, you know, they jump, they provide that report, and there's never been a situation where the utility was just so defiant at every turn that I don't know that the regulators knew how to address that situation.
Ryan Randazzo of the Arizona Republican, AZ Central. Ryan, thank you.
Thanks a lot.